Well, it's about Kentucky history, 1800 to 1865, with the theme that we discovered that Kentucky was far more cultured and progressive than is realized, not a backward place at all, but the Kentucky settlers came with their European culture and were determined to participate in global progress in medicine, science, manufacturing, education, and culture. And then when the War of 1812, it was confirmed that Kentucky had very aggressive, spirited militia, and who were respected as being the best fighters on the continent. And so came out of the War of 1812 with Kentucky standing really high as far as its military spirit. In those days, the superheroes were, we have our superhero out of the comic books today with Spider-Man. Then in fantasy, their superheroes were out of ancient Greece and Rome. And so Kentucky leaders in the War of 1812 and fighters were compared to the ancient times. The key celebratory song that came out of the War of 1812 and the Battle of New Orleans was the Hunters of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. In 1959, Johnny Horton won the Grammy on the song Battle of New Orleans, and it said, we'll show him Kentucky boys are alligator horses. And it said that that Kentucky, all Kentuckians are, all Kentucky fighters, all Kentucky militia are a half horse and a half alligator. And so that song represents and is dedicated to and honors the Kentuckians who fought in the Battle of New Orleans in the center of Andrew Jackson's line and behind the cotton bales. And so that's how high Kentucky stood. We found that Kentucky just attracted the national attention more than we'd expected. The first rock star in American history was Henry Clay. And the way he was is he's the first one that the women gathered around and kissed him, asked for his autograph, asked for a part of a lock of his hair. Henry Clay was a great speaker, very approachable, most popular man in America after George Washington. And when he died in 1852, Henry Clay was the most popular man in America, and he was Kentuckian.
So why is this period so important in Kentucky's history, Dr. Watkins?
Well, Kentucky is definitely rising and important in national history. We have Henry Clay, Kentuckian, who's, of course, a statesman and politician at the national level, so important in many of the compromises in United States history. A lot of people, I think, are shocked to learn that Kentucky was so prominent in the period. I mm-hmm. think that a lot of the stereotypes that emerge about Kentucky post-Civil War still linger today, and people don't realize the positive aspects of Kentucky's history. It usually goes from Daniel Boone to the Hatfields and the McCoys, mm-hmm. and we forget about the inner period there. So that has been great to see the positive reaction there, and that people are learning new things and important things. And it's a real honor to work with my dad. He's been a great role model, excellent teacher and researcher, and just all around been a wonderful father. So it's a real honor for me to be able to work with him.
It's just not fair that one family gets so much talent. You can find out how to get more information about Kentucky Rising on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Dr. James Ramage, Dr. Andrea Watkins, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt.